Welcome to the Ditch That Textbook podcast, a daily show to equip, inform, and inspire educators to teach with less reliance on the textbook through technology, creativity, and innovation. I'm your host, Matt Miller. Let's get started. This is episode 115 of the Ditch That Textbook podcast, a member of the Education Podcast Network, coming to you yet again from the Ditch That Textbook World Headquarters here at my house in Indiana. And today I wanted to tell you a little bit about a note-taking app that I am pretty excited about, one that I have kind of fallen in love with. And so here's how note-taking has worked for me in the past. I've been for a long time a big fan of paper notebooks. So I've got a variety of paper notebooks scattered all over my office. I've got some of those journal notebooks with the kind of leatherish covers. I've got spiral bound notebooks. I've got little pocket notebooks, just a huge variety of them. And, you know, whenever inspiration hits or I need to jot ideas down, or if I need to keep notes on something that, you know, from a meeting, paper notebooks are something I've always relied back on. Digital note-taking wise, I've done Google Keep before, continue to do Google Keep actually. I still do use it some, but, you know, Google Keep, if you're not familiar, is kind of like digital sticky notes that go with you wherever your Google account goes. So, your phone or your desktop or your laptop computer or Chromebook or whatever. So I've used that, but I've found that it's hard to keep it all organized. And I used to use Evernote way back in the day, but have ceased to do so. So now I found this one free note-taking app that I absolutely love that I've started to use on a pretty regular basis. Did I mention that it's free? It's called OneNote, and it's a Microsoft product, if you're not familiar with it. So OneNote is a free program you can install on your laptop or desktop. You can access it through the web on a Chromebook or any kind of device. They've got mobile apps and everything. And so here's what I love about OneNote is that, for one, it does organize things really nicely. You are able to create all of these notebooks. You know, think of your notebooks kind of like a three-ring binder that you would stick pages into. And then within each one of those notebooks, you've got a bunch of pages. Now, you know, notebooks and pages, that's not like earth-shattering, groundbreaking stuff. But I think what's great about it for me is that on the note-taking page, there's so much flexibility. So on that page, whenever you start a new page of notes, you can add text, images, videos, shapes, lines, links, all sorts of stuff. But the most powerful part of it for me is that you can write with a stylus or a pen. You know, you might call that inking or drawing or whatever. And so if you've got the ability, you know, to write with your finger, a touch screen of some sort, if you've got like an Apple Pencil or, you know, I've got a Microsoft Surface tablet and I use the pen that works with that. With any of that stuff, you're able to actually write with ink as you would on a piece of paper. And it is really responsive. And so I have found myself using this in place of paper notes, using it in place of Google Keep, because I can find things so much easier, and because sometimes I just like to take notes with a pen or a pencil. And so this really recreates that feel a lot. The reason I'm telling you this, two reasons actually. Number one, if you've been looking for your own way of taking notes and gathering ideas, maybe OneNote is something you want to check out. Number two, your students can get OneNote for free. Now, that's even if you don't have Office 365 for everyone. You know, OneNote is one of those tools that is completely free. They will need a Microsoft account for it, which you can sign up for free. There are actually ways to set it up so that if you have Google accounts for every student, you can sign up for to use Microsoft products with that same Google account. There's actually a blog post about that on the Ditch That Textbook blog if you want to go Google Microsoft and go find it. So this is something that students can use and you can use. And actually, if you set up the class notebook feature of it, it becomes a collaborative notebook where you can share things with your students. They can share them with you. You can have a big collaborative space for the entire class. And then students have a private place where they can keep their work as well. It's pretty cool if you haven't checked it out. So OneNote, go to OneNote.com to go check it out. Download the program, download the app, give it a try. I bet you might love it just as much as I do. Thanks for listening to the Ditch That Textbook podcast. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. If you love it, be sure to leave a review and rating on iTunes to help others find the show. Thanks for listening and happy ditching.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.